Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chavtesam and Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Chachesam Abayz by the beginning of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Tanra Rabbanon, Kol Shiva Sayamim, all 7 days of Sukkot, Adam Aisa Sukkasai Kava Ubeise Arai, a person's supposed to make his Sukkah into the place that he is Bekvias, and his house is his temporary place. Kate said, how is this accomplished? How you like Kalim Noim? If he has nice dishes, so Mailon the Sukkah, bring it to the Sukkah. Matsa is nice sheets, Mailon the Sukkah. Aicha Vishaisa, when he eats and drinks, and Matayo, and he walks around, that should all be Basukkah, everything should be in the Sukkah. Minani Mili, how do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Teshvu, we darsha from Teshvu ke'in taduru, that you're supposed to dwell in the Sukkah the way you live in your house. So, Mikan Amru, from here they said, that Kol Shivas Hayamim, Aisa Adam Sukkasa Kevu Besa Arai, like we just spoke out, a person's supposed to make a Sukkah into the place that he is Bekfias. How does he accomplish that? Keitzad, Hayu Loi Kelim Noim, if he has nice dishes, Mailon the Sukkah, Matzah is nice, Mailon the Sukkah, Aicha Vashaisa, Umatayal Besukkah, everything should be in the Sukkah. Now this Braisa adds one more thing, Umishani. Basukkah. Also, when he learns, specifically when he learns Gemara, Shinan is generally Gemara, when he learns Gemara, that should be in the Sukkah. Fract the Gemara Eini, is that true, that his Gemara learning should be in the Sukkah? Va'amar Rava, Mikru, Misna b'metalalta, v'tanuye bariyatalalta. It says that when he learns Chumash, when he learns Mishnah, so that could be inside the Sukkah. That he doesn't need Yishev Hadas as much for. It's relatively lighter. However, when he learns Gemara, so that he learns outside the Sukkah. That he needs Yishev Hadas. That he learns outside the Sukkah. So says the Gemara, like Asha, ha b'migras ha b'yuni. It depends. The Gemara could be learned b'girsa. It could be something which he learns more b'kiyas, chazara. He learns relatively quickly. That is like Mikra or Mishnah that he could learn even inside the Sukkah. When he learns b'iyun, so in a Hanami, that needs Yishev Hadas, that could be done outside the Sukkah. Now this idea that there's this two types of learning Gemara, that we see, ki hadu rava v'rami bar chamo, ki havu kaimi mikami d'Rav Chisda, when they would stand in front of Rav Chisda, so mirati b'gemaru b'hadi adadi, v'hadar ma'ini b'svara. First they would run through the Gemara relatively quickly, they would learn a b'kiyas, and then they would go into the svaras. So you see these two different types of learning. Amar Rava. Rava says, and back to Hilchos Sukkah. Rava says, Mani mishtia b'metalalta. Mani mechla bami metalalta. When a person has his cups after he finishes drinking, so those he could keep inside the sukkah. But his plates, his eating utensils, so those should go outside the sukkah. That's the way a person acts in his house, so therefore that should be the way he acts in his sukkah. Chasra v'shachil bami metalalta. Also his pitcher or pail, different, larger kalim, also that he has to act the way he would in his house, that those also therefore go outside of the sukkah. Misharga b'metalalta, va'amila b'metalalta. Some say his candles should go inside the sukkah, some say his candles should go outside the sukkah. V'loi pligi etzana machlaikis, ha besukkah gedayla, ha besukkah ketana. If he has a large sukkah, then he should keep the candles inside the sukkah. But if he has a small sukkah, so Taisa says, then there's a chashash that maybe the candles, because the sukkah is so small, it might burn down the whole sukkah. He won't have a sukkah left, so then if it's a small sukkah, then he should dafka keep the candles outside the sukkah. Yardu Geshamim, we mentioned in the Mishnah that if it rains until the point where it's Tisrach HaMikba, that his dish would get ruined, his food would get ruined, so then he could leave the Sukkah. Tana, we learned in the Braisa that what type of dish is this Mikba? Misha Tisrach HaMikba shall grease in. It's specifically a bean dish, which is much quicker to get ruined. That's the shear. Says the Gemara, Abaye have a kiyosif kamed Rabbi Yosef v'mitalalta. One time Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbi Yosef inside the Sukkah. Nashav Zika v'kamaisi tzim. A wind came and started blowing some of the wood chips into the food, into the sukkah, into the food. So Amar Luhu Rabbi Yosef said to those around him, he said, Panuli mani mehacha, to get the kalim out, I want to go inside the house now, this is too uncomfortable. Amar Le Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Vatanan, but our Mishnah gave a shear. It says, Mishatisra chamikba. It says only once this bean dish gets ruined. And we're not holding yet by the bean dish getting ruined. This is not so bad. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Ledidi, Kevan danina datoi, since I'm an Istanis, Kimi, to me, this is like Tisrach HaMikba, so therefore, I'm pater from Sukkah, that's why I'm going inside. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Hayayicho b'sukkah v'yardu g'shamim v'yareg. Let's say a person was eating in the sukkah. It started to rain, so he went down. He left the sukkah. He went down into his house. The halacha is ein matrich an oisei la'alo yis'at shigmur sudasai. We aren't matrich him to go back into the sukkah until he finishes his suda. Meaning, even if in the middle of the suda it stops raining, he doesn't have to stop his suda now and finish eating inside the sukkah. Once he had his heter to go inside of his house, so he could have his entire suda, he could finish his suda inside of his house. If let's say he was sleeping in the sukkah, and again it started to rain, so he went down into his house. We aren't matriach him to go back into the sukkah, even if it stops raining. So what does it mean? With an ayin or with an aleph? An ayin would mean until he wakes up, that we're not matriach him until he wakes up. Or atchiyeyur, which means until it's daytime, until it's sunrise. We aren't matriachim until sunrise. So tashema, the Braisa says, atchiyeyur v'yala mudashachar. Until it's nates, until it's sunrise, and it's a mudashachar. So it says, the Gemara, tarti, that's the stiru mineu bay. Which one is it? Ela'ema, must be what the Braisa means to say, is not yeyur with an aleph, but rather atchiyeyur with an ayin, v'yala mudashachar. That he could continue sleeping inside his house. We're not matriachim to go back into the sukkah until two things happen. First of all, he has to wake up. We don't have to wake him up to go back into the sukkah. Only once he himself wakes up, and it's already alayis hashachar, so that's when he's mechuyev to go back into the sukkah. But if he wakes up in the middle of the night, or if it's alayis hashachar, but he hasn't yet woken up, so then he's not mechuyev to go back into the sukkah. Only once he has both of these factors. We said in the Mishnah, mashal ma'adavar daimah, and we said a mashal, when it rains on sukkahs, we gave a mashal to an eved who goes to serve his master to pour him a cup, and he takes the pitcher and he throws it in his face. So says the Gemara, he takes the pitcher and throws it in his face. Who's the he and who's the he? Ibailuhu, mi shavach lami, who's throwing the pitcher at who? So meaning the Rashi explains that there's a tzad to say, Pashas we understood, that the master is throwing the pitcher at the Eved and Kilu saying, I don't want your Aveda. But Rashi explains that there's a tzad to say that maybe the mushal is the Eved throwing the pitcher at the master's face. And it's really not, it's a mushal to a bad service. It's a mushal to a bad servant. That's the mushal being described in the Mishnah, that Kilu Klai Yisrael isn't serving properly. Says the Gemara Tashema, we have a braisa that says lahedya which way it is. The Tanya we learned in a braisa, shafachli rabbi kitain al panav. It's the master taking the kitain and throwing it at the Eved's face. V'amar layin saying to him, efshi b'shemushcha, that I don't want your service. So it's clear from the braisa that it's the master, which is the way we read the Mishnah, it's the master taking the pitcher and throwing it into the face of the Eved. Tan Rabbana, we learned in a braisa, bizmancha chamalaika, when there's a solar eclipse, so simin ra l'kol aylam, it's a bad sign for the whole world. L'kol adam kulay. Mashal, it's comparable. Mashal ma'adav v'dayme. What's this comparable to? L'melech basav adam sha'asa suda la'avadav, to a human king that he makes a suda for his servants. V'aniach panis l'mbneyam, and he puts a lantern in front of them. Ka'as aleyem. At some point during the suda, the master gets upset at them. V'amr la'avdai, so he says to one of his servants, tol panis mipneyam v'yishivim b'choyshach, take the lantern away from them. I don't want them to have it anymore. Take it away and have them sit in the dark. So that's kilu the mushroom when there's a solar eclipse. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Meir Eimer, that calls manshim ma'iris leiken, it's simin ra l'sainayin shel Yisrael. When there's an eclipse, any sort of eclipse, it's not a simin ra for kol olam kulay, rather it's a simin ra l'sainayin shel Yisrael, which is a euphemism for klal Yisrael. Why dafka for klal Yisrael? The sun shines for everybody, so if it's a solar eclipse, why would that dafka be simin ra for klal Yisrael? B'mnei simu l'madin b'makay sayan, because they're the ones that are used to getting hit, so to speak, by Hashem's anger, so to speak. Mashal a sefer, it's comparable to a teacher. Shabbala beis a sefer, he goes to the yeshiva. Uretzu biyada, he has the whip in his hand. Mi doyeg, who gets scared when he sees this teacher with the whip? Misharaga lokais, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, who doyeg? It's the one who always gets hit. The Talmud, that he's the one who always gets hit. So he's the one who gets scared. So too, so to speak, it's Klai Yisrael that should be scared when there's a solar eclipse. Tan Rabbanan, when there's any eclipse really. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, a third Shita, Nebizman Shachamalaika, that when there's a solar eclipse, so that's Simin Ra Loivde Kechavim. That's a bad sign for the Goyim. Levana Loike Simin Ra L'Sanayim Shal Yisrael. When there's a lunar eclipse, that's a bad sign for Klal Yisrael. V'mnei Shal Yisrael Mainan Lo Levana Loivde Kechavim L'Chama. And the reason for this distinction is because the Goyim, they count the years from the, based on the sun. So therefore, when the sun is like, it's a bad sign for them. We, Yidden, we count the years from the Levana. Therefore, when the Levana is like, it's a bad sign specifically for the Yidden. Says the Braisa further, like a b'mizrach, if the sun is, has the eclipse while it's in the Mizrach, so it's a simin ra liyoshe Mizrach. It's a bad sign specifically for those that live in the Mizrach. B'mayriv, if it happens while the sun is in the Mayriv, so simin ra liyoshe Mayriv. It's a specifically a bad sign for those that live in the west. Be'emsa harikia, if it happens in the, when the sun's in the middle of the sky, so simin ra l'kol ha'ilam kulay, that it's a bad sign for the whole world. Panav daimin l'dam, if the sun turns very red, so that's cheriv ba'lo ha'ilam, that's a simin that there's going to be a sword, a war in the world. L'sak, if it's daimet sackcloth, meaning it gets very dark, it's like black, so that's chitzei rav ba'lo ha'ilam. So that's a sign that there's going to be starvation in the world, because when a person is very hungry, his face turns black. Lazu, lazu, charev v'chitzei rav b'alaylam. And if both happens, that's a simon that both of these things will happen, war and hunger. Laka b'chnisasai, if the sun gets, if there's the soul, if the eclipse happens while the sun is setting, so piranya shay halavai, so that's a simon, being that it happened at the end of the day, so that's a simon that there's going to be puranois, but they're going to be sometime later. B'yitziasai, but if it happens right by sunrise, simamamheres lavai, so that's a simon that there's going to be puranois that are going to come soon. Some say it's the opposite, that if the eclipse happens when the sun is setting, so that's mashma that kilu, there's not much time left in the day, that the pranis are coming soon, as opposed to if the eclipse happens in the morning, so that's a sign that there's still a lot of day left, so there's so too, there's still a lot of time where things will be fine, and the pranis are only going to come later. Says the Gemara, "Ve'ein l'cha kol uma v'uma shelaika she'ein aleha laika ima." There is no uma that gets afflicted that their God doesn't get afflicted with it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "U'b'chol Elohim Mitzrayim asa shefatim," that I'm going to judge also the gods of the Egyptians. "U'bizman sheYisrael oisin ratzayne shalmakim," and also when when the Yidden are doing ratzon Hashem, so says the Braisa, "Emis yar mikol elu," they don't have to be scared from any of these signs. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and you don't have to be scared from the different signs in Shemayim. It's the Goyim that have to be scared. So we dash from there. It's only the Goyim that have to be scared from these different signs, but Yidden don't have to be scared. So like we said, bottom line is that there's three different shitas. The first brisa says that when there's a solar eclipse, it's a bad sign for the whole world. Rabbi Meir said it's a bad sign just for Klal Yisrael. And then we have a third shita, the Braisa that we brought at the end, which is Mechalik. If it's a solar eclipse, so then that's a bad sign for the Goyim. And if there's a lunar eclipse, then that's a bad sign for the Yidden. Three different shitas.